107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service, especially at this holiday time of year. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Darren, we're getting so close to the holidays with a gentle reminder about lock it or lose it. What would you like to spotlight?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a great idea to just pop on and remind people of the lock it or lose it message so that everybody can keep their stuff safe throughout this holiday season. I most specifically want to kind of focus on when you're out shopping or if you have items within your car so that you're making sure that you're putting things away out of sight, out of mind for individuals who are walking by and trying to take advantage of you.
And we're just talking about things like, you know, you don't get these sort of bags when you're shopping, maybe as much as we used to years past. So you got an armful of stuff and you might want to just dump it in the back seat sort of thing, which is not such a good idea.
Yeah, I've even noticed that with myself. Like you go into a couple of different stores and now you're trying to juggle a number of different things without having any bags. So you quick run back out to your car to drop it off and then you go back into the mall or go back to shopping again. So just make sure that when you are doing that, again, that it's out of sight so that people can't see all the valuables that you're getting for your loved ones.
That's right. And when you're, you know, you're doing your shopping with your car, make sure that car is locked because you can quickly forget that.
Yes, you can. And we all do it. We get into our car, we start doing a couple of things, and as we're walking away, we forget to hit that button. But even when you do hit that button, make sure that you do hear your doors locked. Because sometimes if that battery is getting low or if you're a little bit too far away or you don't hit it quite hard enough, make sure you listen for that clunk of your locks locking.
That's a really good point right there. Again, it's lock it or lose it. Just trying to play it safe as best you can through our holiday times when you're out to doing your shopping and whatnot. And Constable Darren Fisher, my goodness, this has been such a busy time. We've got lots to catch up on. How did the toy and food drives go?
Jamie, they went great. I was just speaking with my counterparts at the House of Blessing about our food drive at Zaire's. And we did over 1,000 pounds more food than we did last year.
Okay.
So it was very impressive. And it's interesting how much stuff starts to flow through the day and you just start to get into that mode of putting stuff in the car. We had a school bus there that day too. So we filled up the entire school bus and by the end of the day, you realize, holy moly, we do have a lot of stuff.
A school bus, yeah. Yes, indeed. So again, that was both Stratford and St. Mary's, which is a great thing.
Yeah, and St. Mary's was great too. We filled up multiple vehicles and filled up the Salvation Army in St. Mary's.
And that's going to make such a difference for the holidays with both toys and food items. Again, thank you so much for that with Stratford Police Service. And get-togethers, gosh, like to Stratford with Love just recently.
Yeah, I was out there and I saw you out there as
sure,
well.
Sure, yeah.
What a great event that always is. And I think I heard that it's been ongoing since 1987.
Yeah, roughly. This was its 35th year, basically.
Yeah. That's a long time and a great way to bring the community together.
I would totally agree. It was wonderful to see you there too. Again, Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service talking about to lock it or lose it. Anything else you want to spotlight, Darren, while we have you here with Christmas coming up so fast here? Anything else you'd like to spotlight?
I think I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And I hope everybody has a wonderful, safe holiday season. They have some time to spend with their loved ones and their family and be able to take some time for themselves as well.
Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks so much, Darren, and wish you and yours all the best as well.
Thank you, Jamie.